Hello, this is Troy.
Hey, Troy, it's Chris. Sorry, I missed your call. I was on a call with another client. Talk to me, Troy.
Are you sorry, Chris?
Yeah. I mean, sorry for not having your answering your call. I do apologize for that. I was a little tied up.
Born and raised in California, right?
I'm born and raised in California, 100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you did not mention at all that the onboarding would be from fucking.
No, so let me explain that. So that was my fault. I should have notated. So 90% of our staff is here in the U.S. When we get super busy and have so many onboardings, we have 10% outsourced just for technicians outside. That's like not usually the case. In your case, I should have notated that so that way you had an American that's onboarding you. So,
What did I say to you when I answered the call?
I know. I know the whole American thing. I agree. I apologize for that. I know you spoke to Tina too. So, you know, for that mess up, Troy, we're going to give you 2 weeks, man, free. So, you know, I hear you on that. And that was my mistake. So I want to just give you an honest apology for that. I hear you, man. We had a good conversation the other day. We talked about having, you know, a U.S.-based company, not just someone outsourced. I mean, we just outsource our technicians just in case.
And what did you tell me? What did your words were, born and raised in California. Is that not what you told me?
I am, of course.
Yeah, of course. but you didn't fucking say that, hey, I'm born and raised, but I'm going to fucking outsource your onboarding to.
No. So you, once again, usually our onboarding is 90% here and 10% outside. So in your case, I should have attacked a technician that was here in the U.S. So that was my apologies. Well, I can get you a technician that can onboard you in the U.S. That's not an issue. So I do apologize for that.
Come on.
I get it,
come
Troy.
On,
I understand where you're coming from. I don't blame you, man.
No, you don't understand where I'm coming from because you fucking were just a blatant liar.
No, I didn't lie to you because we're located in California. We're located in
Colorado. We're located in California, but we outsource our onboarding to such and such.
Well, that's just a very small percentage of the time, and
very small. So. When a customer tells you that, hey, I only answered the call because of this reason,
I agree with
you. Tell me a small percentage is due to that. Come on, man. Are you fucking kidding me right now?
No, I get it. I get where you're upset, man. I apologize for that. I understand where you're coming from. I would be upset too, Troy. So I completely get where you're coming from, man. I just want to just be transparent with you and just like let you know what the issue was. And that was me dropping the ball. So I apologize, man. I really do. And I had Tina answer the call. She's great. And she offered the 2 week free, you know, so that way we can get things rolling.
Let me ask you, what did I say why I answered the call?
You said you wanted it. Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. Because I'm with my son here now. So tell me why I told you I answered your call.
You said you answered the call because it was an American. It was someone that actually spoke the language and not someone that's like in India or something like that. So
exactly. So
yeah. I know.
But you could have told me, hey, the onboarding process is such and such.
I didn't think that was going to be the case in this case. Like I said, 90% of the time it would be an American and a small percentage would be outsourced. So that was my fault. So, Troy, I truly apologize for that. I really do, man. I want to make sure you have the best experience here. And so far you haven't. And I get where you're coming from. And you feel like I've lied to you. But I'm not a liar. I like to be upfront. Everything we talked about was genuine. So I don't. You know, I understand how you're feeling, and that's why I wanted to make it up to you and ask Tina, hey, let's offer them 2 weeks of service for free so we can continue and then show you that we're going to do right by your company.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need 2 weeks. I don't need nothing. But
I get it. You need honesty, man, and I get where you're coming from. So I truly apologize to you, man. I really do. So I just want to let you know that and reach out to you and say, hey, you know what? I should have notated and, you know, just in case that 10% happened and here's where we're at now. So I just don't want you to feel like, hey, you know, I'm a liar or someone that's not returning your calls or not being upfront, which that's not the case, man. I take my work very prideful about it, and, you know, I'm not here to steer you the wrong direction here as well, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I do apologize for that, man, and I can get you set up to get your onboarding call completed at your desired time with an American onboarding technician. So that would be you know, something I can definitely do for you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. All right. What time would work for you, Troy, for that onboarding call?
Any time.
Okay. Once again, I apologize, man. We had a really good conversation, and I thank you for...
I thought we did.
I know. I did. It was awesome. I mean, we were talking about so many different things, and I hate when people feel this way. I haven't had someone felt the way you felt in years, man. I've been here for 7 years. And
bro,
I feel bad.
Bro, you told me, I'm in California.
Oh, I am.
Yeah, but all you had to say was, hey, Troy, there may be a possibility.
I know. I messed up. I like to just be, I'm very transparent. And
I appreciate that being transparent. Now, all you had to do is tell me.
I know. And
I would have been okay. Because I emphasized why I took the phone call.
I know.
I emphasized to you why I took the phone call.
And yeah, in the past 7 years, this has never happened, and I should just be – that's one of the things I'm going to take feedback from and implement moving forward. That 10% might come up, you know, when we get super busy and notate the account. Yeah, like,
bro, the fucking calls are fucking Honduras or
– No. So we with that 10%, we do have a contract with technicians in the Philippines. So they're very like –
Philippines.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have told me. I mean, you could have just said, hey, man.
I know. I dropped the, I didn't think about that.
Okay.
You know?
Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate you accepting that and
oh, absolutely.
But, bro, moving forward, just tell people because the only,
I know. You're right.
I told you the only reason I took that call was because I had American citizens and you're like, oh, we're based out of California. I'm born and raised. Did you not tell me the I'm born and raised? Did you not say that?
Of course, I am born and raised. I mean,
but you're born and raised, but the onboarding process.
I know. Well, just that technician. But I agree. I agree to 100%, and I really appreciate the feedback because this is something I didn't think about.
You know what I told them? I said if he calls me back, I appreciate. I'll score him. And
yeah. Thank you for this. I needed this, Troy. I mean, like, I don't really have conversations like this. They're usually really good conversations, and this is
a good
conversation.
Because you had a conversation, and you're like Troy. You're cool. You know, you talk.
You're straightforward. I like that. That to me, like having this conversation with you, Troy, it only makes me, you know, like sharpen my skills and really figure out what loopholes what holes I have in my. You know, and what I'm saying. So to me, I don't take this offensively. I appreciate that because, like I said, I'm a very accountable person, and I like to just be straightforward, just like you are. So to me, it's like, hey, this is something that I dropped the ball. I should have been, you know, I should have told you that if that small percentage does happen, you know. So to me, you giving me this feedback, it's all for me. It's all good. I take feedback very well. So that's why I want to be apologized, and I appreciate you too for understanding where I'm coming from and accepting my apology. So I appreciate that as well, you know. Just want to let you know.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, absolutely, Troy. So I'll send you a quick message with an onboarding call with the technician in this time it'll be American, okay? And then we'll get that onboarding call you know, done here pretty soon. So I'll send you a text message to see what time would work, and then you can respond and we'll go from there. Does that sound fair?
Thanks, sir.
All right. Hey, you enjoy the rest of your day with your son, and we'll talk soon. Anything, let me know. I'm here to help you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.